Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So Aer Lingus has started contacting customers now to inform them of how they might be impacted by next week's planned industrial action. The airline last night said it will cancel between 10 and 20% of its flights over the first 5 days of the work to rule by pilots, which is due to begin next Wednesday. And speaking on Morning Ireland a little earlier, Donal Moriarty, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus, explained why they've had to do this.
We've had to do this because of the action of pilots. It's a particularly insidious form of industrial action, this strict work to rule, and it is really impactful on our services. And in order to, I suppose, protect our passengers and prevent the situation from being worse, involving more cancellations, we've had to take this step.
Well, I'm joined on the line now by Eoin Corry, editor of Travel Extra. So, Eoin, we want to focus on the passengers here who are likely to be impacted. They're being contacted now. Aer Lingus are advising them what their options are. So what can those people expect to see?
Good morning, Claire. Yes, the emails went out yesterday. Not absolutely clear from the communication that your flight has been cancelled. It does look like that Aer Lingus have emailed a large number of passengers and may be making decisions on their cancellations according to who's willing to shift dates or who's willing to look for refunds. It does look like the routes they will protect will be the key transatlantic ones, particularly ones where you don't have big frequencies. There are a lot of them that only have four a week, and the trunk routes like Heathrow, places like that. Also very important to point out, Claire, Aer Lingus Regional, which a lot of people use to places like Birmingham and Edinburgh, and you know, the regional cities in Britain, is not affected because their pilots have already signed a deal with Emirates Airways.
Okay, so passengers then will have the option to proactively cancel their own flight, even if your flight hasn't been cancelled. That's in the email that's going out. Why would you want to do that?
I think that they're working out how flexible the passengers are, and I do think that the people who have got the emails are in flights that are up for cancellation. Aer Lingus are talking about between 10 and 20% of their flights every day. At this time of the year, they have 220 flights a day. So it's around 20 to 40 flights. It's not a huge deal, by the way, in aviation, because April the 25th, we lost 36 flights out of Dublin just on the French air traffic control, and Ryanair had to cancel 300 flights that day, which is more than Aer Lingus fly in a day. It's the sort of thing cancellation storms, weather events, aviation copes with. The difference here, though, is that this is open-ended. This is only for the first 5 days of the upcoming work to rule. They're not even on strike. So I think everybody, IATA on one side and the Aer Lingus management and the people, Aer Lingus is effectively a Spanish company now, IAG would be looking at this and see how this pans out as they work through the first round of cancellations.
Okay, so this is the first 5 days of the work to rule. It really is what happens next, I suppose, and might have a greater impact on more people.
It absolutely, and what happens next is quite clear. We have IALPA will now be, you know, Forza's input, as IALPA will be a constituent union of Forza, and also IAG will be paying much more attention to what the Aer Lingus management are saying. We need to get talks going and into the WRC as quickly as possible. There's lots to work on, by the way. There's a lot of gloom around this, but it doesn't really compare with the big industrial relations sagas we used to have long ago, because there's a lot to trade here. There are 26 different grades of pilot pay, but it's been stated as a, you know, I'm offering this and you want this sort of case, and a lot of tweedledee, tweedledum on the airways. There are a lot of allowances and productivity and all of those things that go on behind closed doors, which are very boring, but tend to be the key to a resolution in the end.
Okay, so do you expect to see both sides sitting down sometime soon?
Yes, I expect the first round of the work to rule to be almost a softening exercise. We're all in the pre-match parade looking at you know, how good the hurlers are on the other side. And then after that, they will have to, IALPA will feel, because there is a, you know, credibility thing with a new president of IALPA, they will feel that they have done enough damage and softened off in Aer Lingus enough, and Aer Lingus will be saying, oh, this is what they can do. And Aer Lingus have other options. You know, it hasn't really been widely discussed what the other options are, but I can tell you that Ryanair, who normally would be in competition with Aer Lingus, would be prepared to offer aircraft to Aer Lingus, which would be quite unprecedented. We're not at that stage yet. So Aer Lingus does have other options. They don't, it's unlikely they'll do what Alan Joyce did with Qantas famously in 2011 and just shut the airline down, saying, I don't have certainty, I'm going to ground all the flights. And he did that under Australian law. There is sort of legacy clauses, one going back to 1947, which doesn't allow Aer Lingus that option. But we're seeing all of that. We have all of those, that background to it. And I do think after this softening up process of the work to rule and Aer Lingus's response, we're very likely to see everyone getting in a room, trays of sandwiches being sent up, talking through to 4 o'clock in the morning, and a deal being hammered out. But that's no help to all the passengers who are really anxious.
Really worried
and
about it.
People with weddings in touch with me this morning. It's really, really drama.
Oh, listen, now, that's a really difficult situation. You mentioned credibility issue around the head of IALPA. I take it to mean you're talking about someone who is getting established in the role and setting a marker.
You see, Mark Tighe would have been quite critical of IALPA's, not pushing Aer Lingus hard enough in the past. Some listeners will remember the 2003 when we had a strike, 2008 when we went to the wall. Evan Cullen on one side, Willie Walsh on the other. They both had a great deal of autonomy, and that's probably not the case. The game has changed quite considerably. EU 261, which I talked about in this programme, has also changed. The interpretation, not so much the legislation as the interpretation and the case law around it. So we're dealing with a whole set of unknowns and circumstances, and we're dealing with a level of forcing Aer Lingus's hand very quickly by IALPA, including what was referenced by the Taoiseach, the fact that we have already been in arbitration at the Labour Court in this, and this got rejected. We're dealing with all of that, but I do think there's loads of things going right, and aviation is full of strikes. Toronto Security are going on strike tomorrow. WestJet, who fly to Dublin, they're dealing with a maintenance strike. Air France pilots are thinking about a strike. 2 years ago, Lufthansa 4 years ago, and Scandinavian SAS 2 years ago, all the pilots went on strike. It causes a lot of short-term damage, but everybody seems to be able to, a bit like after a tough junior hurling match, shake hands and dust themselves off and get back into business very quickly afterwards.
Look, and that's probably what will happen, but as you say, it's the people with travel plans, particularly with weddings and family occasions abroad, that are finding this really difficult. Owen, thanks so much for bringing us the latest. Owen Corrie there, editor of Travel Extra. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.